for the evening. She is a podcast and theatrical producer. Actually, she just told me she's the producer now of the Chicago Podcast Festival. So maybe hit her up if you want some favors or don't. I'm so sorry. Please welcome. Don't actually do that. That was terrible. Speaking of what I just said about don't say things about people that you would regret, please welcome to the stage Kelly Opelko.
Oh my gosh. Well, on the note of apologizing to people involved in our stories, I never apologize, but I will right now. I apologize to Paul Breyer's brother. You'll find out why. Okay. What's in a name? I've been pondering this subject recently due to an increase in the number of my friends who have become engaged or pregnant. My full name is Kelly Marie Lily Opelko. Opelko is Slovak for... I don't actually know. In the olden days, people's last names were based on their occupations, which is why there are so many Millers and Smiths. So I assume that Opelko roughly translates to Pennsylvania coal miner. Lily is my confirmation name. Choosing a name is a lot of power to give to an eighth grader, but it would also never have any practical application, except for being a bit in a storytelling podcast, so there's really no damage done with that choice. Marie is a family name. I still have no idea who in my family was named Marie. When I was in college, I had to be assigned a name for my foreign language courses because I showed up to Italian 202 my freshman year, and the professor said everyone got to pick their names and they started in 101. This whole conversation happened in Italian, but I will do it in English for the sake of ease in translation. So she decided she was just going to call me Chiara, which is Claire. Kelly was too Irish of a name for my Italian class. Kelly is indeed an Irish name. I found that out when I was a kid. In the pre-internet days, I went to the library and found a book on the meaning of names. According to this book, Kelly is Gaelic for female warrior. That blew my 8-year-old mind. That's what my name means? Me. This made no sense, because let me paint you a word picture of what 8-year-old me looked like. I was chubby and could only wear extra large girls' clothes from Kmart. I was a bookworm. I just received the first of my many pairs of glasses. And I wasn't allowed to play catcher anymore for my fast pitch softball team because the speed of the pitch scared me too much. But like, fuck it, I was way better at first base anyway, so, you know. I couldn't understand how someone as weird and awkward as me had a name that meant something as mighty and powerful and significant as female warrior. Well, I was about to prove myself wrong. During summer vacation that year, my mom forced me to go to summer day camps, which is not uncommon with indoor kids. She would drop me and my brother off at the city playground for a few hours every weekday with a lunchbox and a bottle of water, and we would be babysat by two women from the rec center, who in retrospect were probably like 22 years old and working there part-time. I preferred to hide in the shade of the pavilion and happily take advantage of the unlimited popsicle sticks, glitter, and tacky glue, while I assumed my brother was like trespassing on private property and breaking glass bottles somewhere nearby. On one fateful day, I agreed to play kickball with the other girls. For some stupid juvenile reason, the boys were refusing to play with the girls that day, so the girls had to fill the field with the JV squad, aka me and all the other craft corner kids. On the way to the field, the boys decided that now they did want to play kickball, so Paul Breyer's little brother wrestled the ball away from the girl carrying it. I knew Paul Breyer, and Paul Breyer was the coolest kid in the grade ahead of me. And it made me really mad that his little brother was such a dick. That girl was crying and screaming and clawing at him to try and get the ball back, and as he ran away from her, some voice in the back of my mind, but it was really more like a feeling that came out of every fiber of my being, said, "Destroy that fucker." From the back of the pack, I made a beeline for that little shit, and I shoved him to the ground. Paul's brother hits a tree, falls down, scrapes his knees, and he drops the kickball. I grab the ball, turn to run, but he trips me. As I curl up and refuse to let go of the ball, he pulls me back by the shoulders, gets me in a headlock. And I'm totally caught off guard. How dare he take me down so easily? By now, the other kids have come to help in the fight. I do the only logical thing I can think to do in that moment, and I bite down on his arm. I bite down hard. I bite down so hard, I draw blood. Ooh. He pulls his arm away and runs back to the playground, screaming and crying. The crowd that had gathered around our fight backs away silently as I get up and dust off my knees. The other girls and I played kickball without interruption that afternoon. Now, I don't necessarily think that this one exceptional event in my life proves that one's name determines everything about one's temperament and personality, but I will say this. It is pretty convenient that my initials are K.O. Thank you.
I regret my really bad introduction even more now. I'm very weak, and you are very strong and mighty. Thank you, Kelly the Warrior.